This is Wendy Taylor Carlisle reading to you from Texarkana, Texas. Today I have two poems, Rare and Commonplace Flowers and Stillness, on roughly the same subject. You will remember that a glim is a source of light, such as a candle. Rare and Commonplace Flowers. Where we ran wild, there are two scars from the same damned accident. The air grows wide, the weeds move with lily and rose, hollyhock. Show the glim of that white torso you take to first when you wake, alive with dreams you will later pack underground with the feathers, the Rottweiler, the bestseller, that bone. The past is a sump, a hollow, really. A pot half-turned. As for the tulip, isn't it just a void of sorts? Without a real god, only your earrings stand guard. And in the end, there's nothing left to do but lift the garbage out and burn the burlap sack. Stillness. Still, my palms sweat like tea glasses on the wicker table brought out with the stories of lost uncles on Labor Day when no one here mentions the four boys who beat that man up and left him to die in the bleached heat. What talk there is of basketball and trucks, a word or two about the war, comes down to gratitude that Skip came back alive. The only snake in the August garden, that unspoken question, how is she? She's dying, thank you, but not fast enough to save her posture, her teeth, her eye for fashion, her sarcasm. I don't add, I miss them. Never ask, can someone tell me how to lose the one they loved and hated to love? How it felt to hold her chilly paw with their wet fingers. What they said to strangers bringing food and flowers in the stillness after.